This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 and Chill Out Festival 2013 present Queer Country Pride, live from Chill Out Carnival Day in Daylesford, sponsored by Chill Out Festival 2013. Yara Suzuki.
Find your perfect match at yarasuzuki.com.au. Called 9093-1900.
Beyond Blues, Stop, Think, Respect campaign.
No one should be made to feel like crap just for being who they are.
Chill Out Festival 2013. Visit chilloutfestival.com.au.
Welcome. Happy Chill Out.
Yes. Hello, Nick.
Hello, David. How are you going?
I'm good. Now, what show can we hear you on enjoy during the weekdays?
Well, if you're listening very early on a Wednesday morning, you can hear Wake Up, It's Wednesday with me and Gillian.
Yep. And I'm on Friday Drive with Sue.
So we're at opposite ends of the day.
We are. And you're in the middle of the week. I'm at the end of the week.
I always like a good hump day, David.
You do. I've heard that about you all the time. Now, you're a bit of a local of this part of the world, aren't you?
Oh, from time to time. I do have a small miner's cottage in the area.
Oh, how very a lesbian of you.
I know, thank you very much. And I've got two dogs to boot.
Oh, have you? But I'm not seeing the Doc Martens. Where are they today?
No Doc Martens today. No, I've gone a little bit poofy today.
Right, okay. Now, we've just finished an hour live on stage, which we did a whole trivia thing, and we were getting people up asking them questions about gay and lesbian trivia. Did you know many of the questions?
I knew a few of them, but sadly, I really knew more of the boy ones than the girl ones.
Like name a Kylie song.
Yeah, no problem. KD Lang, a bit more of a struggle for me.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And it was interesting that, and it was the Gaz Man that got that one right. He picked Hallelujah.
Yes, he did well, yep. But that's a cover.
It is a cover.
Not one of hers.
Who wrote the original?
Was it Lou Reed or Leonard Cohen?
Leonard Cohen. Yeah.
I always get those two messed up. Anyway, we don't play
right, them. Now, it's a beautiful setting here at the showgrounds in Daylesford, isn't it?
Absolutely gorgeous down here at Victoria Park. Everyone has really made an effort and dressed up. The atmosphere is electric.
Electric, would
absolutely
you say?
Absolutely electric.
Yep. And I see you dressed up in black.
I'm holding up the Dyke flag, David. Come on. Come on. You're in black as well.
Exactly.
You're giving me a token Lezzo today.
I am. Or a Melbourne person.
Okay, so. either one.
Now, did you march in the march today?
I did not march in the march
today. Why not?
Today. No, I was a viewer. I was on the side. Oh, I just wanted to peruse.
Right. Was there a favourite outfit that you saw?
Oh, look, I liked a lot of the Dykes on bike.
Right,
there
of course
was,
you
someone,
would
have. Yeah, there was a little avatar number on a dyke on a bike.
Okay.
I did love the man on a horse.
Man on a horse?
I'm on a horse.
A real horse?
Yeah, real horse.
Wow.
Yeah, and he just looked gorgeous. He was wearing silver sequins and he looked fabulous.
Fantastic. Mm. Now, how many times did it go up and down the street?
A couple of times.
A couple of times?
Yeah, a few times. Went up and down and up and around and round again.
Yeah, which makes it even that little bit more magical when you see it twice.
It does. Or it's like an acid flashback, one of the two. Haven't I been here?
And you've been up here all weekend.
I have, and I've been out and about. I went down to Cream last night,
yep.
Which was fabulous. A great band called Those 70 Sheilas.
Oh, good name.
Monique Brumby, Kerry yep. Simpson, and Rebecca Barnard from Rebecca's Empire.
Fantastic.
And they had the place pumping with 70s hits, bit of Fleetwood Mac, bit of Susie Q.
Awesome.
Whipped out.
Yep.
So it's been a terrific weekend. Everyone's been great.
And the races yesterday, of course.
I didn't giddy up.
Yep.
I didn't.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't giddy up.
But, you know, like, there's so much you can do, isn't there?
Plenty.
Dolly Diamond and Luke Gallagher last night performed to a sellout crowd in the new Rex, which they're...
Yeah.
Do you know about the Rex?
Yeah, they've put a new little cinema and theatre down the back there of the Rex, which originally it was a cinema, I believe.
Yeah, and the wonderful thing about the Rex is it's been driven by the community.
That's right. Totally
owned by the community. And they've worked really hard over the last couple of years to pull this off. And how fantastic.
Oh, it's been brilliant, yeah. And it's great to have, as you say, community-raised funds in order to get a community theatre up and at them for the community.
Yep.
It's just so community.
So if you're ever coming up to... So community.
So community.
And we're a community radio station.
Queer community.
And so if you're coming up to Daylesford, go there and support it. You know, they're running films and other nights. There's cabaret there. And you know, like, it's a very, very good little organisation. Because the Palais is closed down, hasn't it?
It has for the moment. Yep. Who knows? It may reopen.
Oh, okay.
You know, us locals, we hold our breath.
Right. I thought it was being turned into apartments.
Oh, well.
Oh, no, that's Fitzroy.
Oh, no, that's Pentridge.
Now, we've got so many community groups and people to speak to today.
Yeah, we do.
And also, obviously, a lot of the stallholders that are up here for this special event. So The lovely thing is that quite often at these fair days, you often see just all white marquees. They're all different colours.
Of course
they're
like
rainbow colours,
aren't
they?
It's like a rainbow flag. If we were flying over in a helicopter, we'd look down and say, that's the biggest rainbow flag I've ever seen.
Oh, would it be the biggest one? Bigger than the New York one that takes up four blocks?
No, I take it back.
Have you ever been to
New
one
York?
Of those?
No.
Or one of those huge pride marches that they do in America? It's pretty amazing.
No.
Yeah, but, you know, like here today, there was all the pride was there in the main street, which is fantastic. And all the flags, all the rainbow flags flying everywhere in town. And as you're approaching town as well, all the accommodation, it's a pretty exciting time. And it's so good for the local economy as well, all the people coming out from Melbourne. There was a girl down when we were on the stage that she said that she was here from Queensland.
From Queensland.
Especially for this event.
Yeah. No, people come from all over Australia. It's become sort of the post-Mardi Gras thing to do, really, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And,
if you can track it out. Well, I'm in Sabre. We know that Andrew has been doing it hard for the last couple of weeks. And
doing it hard, Andrew. That would make you popular, wouldn't it? Hey?
So, okay, it's so much to do. So I'm just loving that gorgeous little Morris Minor over there.
Isn't it beautiful?
That must have been in the parade. It's this beautiful vintage cars. They're obviously all the
motor
cars
friends.
That were motor friends. Of course it would be.
That's right. Yeah. And how's the gold one? There's a car, listeners here, that is completely covered
gold.
In gold.
Wow.
I don't know if it's real gold leaf, but, if it does, it's probably not going to last long there.
And there's a Rolls Royce there as well.
Yep, there is.
Wow.
And they've all got, like, the wedding cars, but with rainbow ribbon.
Oh, lovely.
To make wedding cars.
Okay.
Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Katie Lang. Show your support for Joy. Call up and become a member.
Hello, David, we're back.
We are. Where are we?
We're at Chill Out in Daylesford, and we are... Oh, are you chilling out? I don't know that I am chilling out. I'm excited.
Exactly, because we've had a very full day already, haven't we?
We have. We've been busy. There's been the parade, as you mentioned, and we've just been on the stage hosting the trivia. How gay are you? How queer are you?
How queer are you? Yes.
How queer am I?
And you know, like, talking about being queer, like... The history of our community is pretty important. And we've got Nick here from the Gay and Lesbian Archives.
Yes.
Hello, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, tell us, what is it? What is it that you guys do?
Sure. So the Australian Lesbian and Gay Archives collects material relating to gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender, intersex, queer life in Australia. So we were set up in 1978.
Right.
So we're celebrating 35 years this year.
Okay. Wow. And so you run the Melbourne... sector, or is it you run it for Australia?
So there's groups around Australia.
Okay.
In that sense, most of them are history groups. Our focus is particularly collecting material. We collect material across Australia, so we've got over 100,000 items in the collection.
Wow.
From everywhere, from Alice Springs to Darwin, Daylesford to Melbourne. We're physically based in Melbourne, but we do projects around Australia.
You were saying earlier that you were in Sydney last week for the Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras exhibition.
Yeah, so one of the projects that we recently did, and in particular was one that I was involved in, was a history of the gay and lesbian Mardi Gras. So there was an exhibition which was funded by Mardi Gras looking at their history. The majority, or almost the entire exhibition, came from the archives. So everything from costumes that people wore, from people like Miss New Zealand or Ron Muncaster, through to photographs of the first Mardi Gras and the arrests being thrown into paddy wagons, some of the footage people like Digby Duncan took of the night, the only footage of that night and the arrests. So some wonderful material that people can look at. At the moment, that exhibition has come down, so it was on for the duration of Mardi Gras.
Where was it?
It was on Oxford Street, so in a space that the City of Sydney provided, 106 Oxford Street, next to Aussie Boys on the corner of Oxford and Palmer.
Yep.
So we had that space for 6 weeks. We had about seven...
Many people?
About 7,000 to 8,000 people through.
Oh, fantastic.
We got 1,000 people through on the last day, which was great. And one of the things I'm particularly proud of is we got more media mentions than Kylie Minogue last year.
No.
We did.
Wow.
I'm pretty excited about that.
That's great. Now, what's your role with this organisation?
Well, with the archives, I sit on the committee. It's an all-volunteer organisation. Yep. We're quite a small committee structure, but we've got some wonderful volunteers, who many of whom have been involved in the archives since we set up in 1978. So yep. There's some fantastic people who've contributed an amazing amount over that time, coming in, collecting material, organising material, preserving that material. We've got a number of historians and academics who are involved, so we've done a number of publications. One of our most recent ones is Secret Histories of Queer Melbourne, so it's kind of based on our history walks, which we've done as part of Midsummer since 1985, so it kind of tells the story of the city in a kind of geographical context, so little stories and snippets, which is available from our website.
Now, Nick, out of all of the material that you've got, do you have a personal favourite?
Oh, look, there's some amazing stuff in the archives. One of my favourite items is, I suppose it's two items, but people may or may not know, if they're familiar with a little bit of history, particularly Melbourne history, is Monty Punchin. Monty came out when she was 103, I believe.
Oh, wow.
And so she passed away in 1986, 87. But she left the archives to scrapbooks, which she put together in the 1920s and 30s. So it's mainly articles in the newspaper, but it's kind of transgressive women. Women who may have been, say, passing women who are dressing as men, living as men, or women who may have been, for example, pilots or motorbike riders. And so it's an amazing snapshot of a period that's rarely documented and recorded. For most people who, most gay men and lesbians, or at that period, camp, yep. Men and women, they didn't keep their material. It was, their family destroyed it, or they destroyed it.
Oh, how sad.
Wonderful material.
How can you find out more about it?
Well, you can find out through our website, which is www.alga.org.au, all through our Facebook group, and we also do other stuff online, so other Facebook groups. People may be familiar with Lost Gay Sydney, Lost Gay Melbourne, Lost Gay Adelaide, Perth, Brisbane. So we do a bit more online, but we're doing some various events. We've got an event coming up with MQFF, Melbourne Queer Film Festival. So we're doing a slide night with some wonderful people like Professor Dennis Altman, Noel Tovey, and some fantastic elders in the community. So please check that out.
Okay. And of course, there's a promo on Joy, which you can find out information through listening on Joy, and our great new website as well. If you go there, you'll find out the information. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for
not
having
me. Coming out today.
Well, and you've got a tent as well that people can drop in and see you here.
But I will be roving around and picking up wonderful things for the archives from everybody's store.
And picking up wonderful things for yourself too, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Nick, so
Thank
much.
Thank you very much.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Chill out. Chill 2013, 94.9. We're here from Daylesford in Victoria, and it's getting hot out here.
It's certainly getting hot. And look how many people are here. There are people. Hello, sailor. There's a couple of sailors.
Sailors. Let's hope that you've slipped and slopped and slapped each other this morning.
And Yella, we're here at the showgrounds in Daylesford. There's a football field over there. The goalposts are up in readiness
for the field?
For the new AFL year. Can't wait, go Pies.
Oh,
now, just
up,
behind
Pies.
You, Nick, yes. is these wonderful little cages.
Yes.
Which, do you know what they're for?
Oh, well, I know what I'd like them to be for.
I bet you do.
tell me what they are for.
Well, during the show, they would actually have a cow in one, a horse in another, sheep, and then they stand there, and when they're coming out and show around the grounds, that's where they come out of, their little pens.
Right, lovely listeners, these cages that he speaks of are about the size of a small dog. I'm not sure what horse you're getting in there other than a tiny Shetland pony.
Okay, well, maybe it's the dog section.
I think it's the dog section.
Right, but it's very impressive. There's lots of them, isn't there?
There's plenty of dogless cages over there.
Absolutely. And look, there's so much variety in all the stands as well. You can buy wines from the region.
You can book a funeral.
You can book a funeral.
For after you've drunk all of your wine.
All your wines. There's this whole stand which is selling
phone covers.
Phone covers.
Gear up your phone.
Yep. There's tattoos. There's amazing framed posters over there as well. Rainbow flags, of course, and a British flag.
Yeah, bit of Brit flag. They're very popular at the moment, aren't they?
They are.
Very popular everywhere.
They certainly are.
The Union Jack, is it?
It's a Union Jack. Oh, yeah. It's always been a real fashion statement since the 60s, hasn't it?
Yes, Carnaby Street and all that sort of thing. They adopted it all, didn't they?
Absolutely. Now talking about families, which we weren't at all.
Nice segue.
So Rainbow Families. We've got Sam here from Rainbow Families. Hello, Sam.
How you going?
Good, good. Now, you're very rainbowed. You've got it down your arms and everything.
Oh, yeah. We've got kids out there with rainbow paint, and, you know, they love doing a little bit of decoration.
And who made your wonderful scarf?
My daughter, Greta, actually. She's been decorating this morning for the parade. We're in the parade this morning.
Fabulous. I saw you in the parade.
It was great. It was fantastic, wasn't it?
Back to the Future was the theme of the parade. What did you take
and
on?
And our theme was Our Kids Are the Future, so it was fantastic, yes. And they are the future. Little beings, yes.
Okay. Now, what do you actually do?
Okay, the Rainbow Families Council provides support and resources for the GLBTI community who are parents or, you know, planning on being parents. So we have everything from we've developed law books about your rights and responsibilities, or how to get pregnant, how to find sperm, how to be a donor dad.
How do you find sperm?
Well, there's millions of ways to find sperm. Really, can ask your best friend.
Yes.
You know?
Love, I've been trying for 25 years to have a baby, and it's still not happening. I must be doing something wrong.
Well, you actually need sperm.
Here, I'll get some for you now. Do you want it now?
See, it can be that easy. See, look.
Simple as that.
Yes, create a baby now. Ooh. So, and we do training, and we do lots of things. So we just really try to create a place where rainbow families can connect, because a lot of people out there are quite isolated.
Yeah.
People who live in Northcote or in the city are quite lucky, like me. But there's lots of rainbow families out there that come to, you know, events like this to find other rainbow families. And we've got a great website, great resources. And, yeah, that's what we try to do.
So is it all voluntary?
All voluntary. We don't receive any funding whatsoever.
Wow.
Every now and again we might get a grant from the City of Darebin or the City of Hobsons Bay to develop more resources. So we've got lots of posters and, you know, fact sheets that we develop.
Yep.
But, yeah, we're totally unfunded, totally volunteered, just like you guys.
Yep. So do you actually, are you at one of the council chambers of one day a week somewhere?
No, we are nowhere. We're just in cyberspace, and we come out every time we get an opportunity, whether it's at carnival or chill out or we try to get as much as possible to create connections between prospective families and families.
And have you got an information tent here today?
We have.
People
can
come and see you at.
We're down at site number 9, my favourite number.
Site number 9.
And we're sharing our marquee today with Hares and Hyenas, because Hares and Hyenas have great books about rainbow families. So we've actually met a lot of principals and teachers here today have taken away lists of books that they can actually put in their libraries to ensure that the kids at school are included in, you know.
And you would call that making the school more rainbow friendly,
Absolutely more inclusive. And that's what one of our major roles is to ensure that schools and maternal and child health centres are more inclusive of rainbow families, use inclusive language. That's one of the biggest issues. Like, mum and dad constantly falls off the tongue all the time.
Yep.
We just try to, you know, educate. Actually, that's a big role of ours, is educating the community, really.
And your... What's your website?
www.rainbowfamilies.org.au.
Say it one more time.
www.rainbowfamilies.org.au.
Thank you so much for coming along today.
Thank you.
Thanks,
it's a great
Sam.
Day out. If you're not here, come on up.
Have a fabulous chill out, and thanks for chatting with us
here on
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
One of only 3 gay radio stations in the world, right here in your own backyard. Thanks for your support, Melbourne.
Yes, Joy. Joy 94.9, and we are of only a few in the world. How amazing is that?
Well, amazing. Totally amazing.
Totally amazing. And it's even more amazing
that
we are at Chill Out.
Here in Daylesford, Victoria, for Chill Out 2013. Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. And it's interesting because there's a bit of cloud cover for a change. Instead of it being bloody hot as it's been for the last week. And tell us what some of the other things that's going on around here.
Well, what I've noticed, David, thank you for asking, is that there's a hell of a lot of ink on display.
Oh,
Have you noticed?
There is.
Everyone's got their tats out. That was tats with an A. Ladies, don't get excited. Their tats are out. There's amazing things written on T-shirts as well. In fact, if you're here at Chill Out and you've got something fabulous written on your T-shirt, come over and show us
You've got something written on your T-shirt.
Joy 94.9. I've got a big pink splash across my breasticles.
Oh, how gay are you? Oh, my God.
Look, there's a man with a long licorice stick. Oh. That's from one from, I think maybe from one of the Dalesford Marching Band.
Oh, really?
Possibly, yeah.
Or probably maybe the Rainbow Band.
Oh, the Rainbow Band. They're one and the same. It doesn't matter where they're marching. Maybe they march from Melbourne to Dalesford.
Oh, did they?
Piping all the way.
Oh, God. You know, like the stamina of some people is incredible.
Look at that. A bit of interpretive improvised jazz on the spot for you.
Now, who have we got next?
Here we've got Chris. Hello, Chris.
G'day.
How are you going?
Good. It's great to be here in Dalesford.
Now, speaking of coming a long way,
yes,
and for a long time, if you like, but coming a long way, you're from Goulburn Valley Pride.
Yep, so we're located up in Shepparton.
Which is quite a way from where we are here in Dalesford, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about a 2.5-hour drive.
Is that in a fast car?
No.
So 2 hours in a fast car, 2.5 on in a average.
Yep.
Okay. Now tell us about Goulburn Valley Pride. What's the GO?
Well, GV Pride is a non-for-profit social group which helps cater for the Goulburn Valley area of Shepparton,
mm-hmm,
and the surrounding areas. So we catch up for social events to help break that, I guess, the stigma that a lot of us are hiding and not seen. So we get out there and we have public events and some not so public for some of the other people that aren't quite there yet, but we're always out there doing something.
Now, you're from the area, obviously, otherwise
yes,
you wouldn't be involved, and you're born and bred.
Yeah, I was born in Shepparton, and then I sort of grew up in a town about 40 minutes away, which only had 1,000 people in it, called Tongala.
Right. How hard was it for you growing up in small towns like that, knowing that you were gay, not many other, you would have been almost the only gay in the village. How was that for you?
It wasn't too bad. I had a girlfriend through most of that.
So was she gay?
No.
No.
And then my dead partner was, though. But, you know, it's funny, you know, we've finished school and then probably 20 people from my year level have now come out as gay. So, you know, it's...
Wow.
In that, the water. It's in the water
sure
up there.
It sure is, yeah, up there.
So it's kind of that thing where we hide and then school finishes and then we come out. But nowadays, you know, there's a diversity program in Shepparton which caters for the school age kids, and they're so much younger now. I think the youngest member's 13.
Wow.
So it's getting a lot better now.
And how difficult is it, you know, like you have so many events up there, which I think is incredible. You know, the pub that you have your catch up once a month, does anyone come in and give you a hard time there?
No, I think because we're so public and present, you know, we're always in the news.
Oh, I thought
you were going to say in the news. How's us? You can see where our minds are. Right in the gutter.
Yeah, very public.
Right here in the dusty gutter.
Either, like, you know, like last week we were on our local TV station or the newspaper. So, you know, we're very public and so people tend to not give us any hassles.
Oh, that's really good. So, but you've worked hard to achieve that, though, haven't you?
Yes.
And what I also love about you guys, you took a bus to Mardi Gras last week.
Yep, that left from Shepparton, and 10 hours later we arrived in Sydney on a luxury coach.
How many?
I think we took about 20 people this year.
That's fantastic.
So you've been getting around, Chris, haven't you?
We have been.
He gets around all the time.
Been all over the countryside.
Yeah, we hear about him all the time. Yeah, everyone knows him. And you brought a group down here today in a minibus too, didn't you?
Yeah, we brought about 8 other people today. So
right,
we brought our P-Flag mum, some of the diversity young people, and some of the other GV Pride members.
Right. And what's next for you? You're like, is there the next step that you need to take it?
We're sort of slowing down a little bit because we're all so busy. So we're taking a slight break, but yeah, just getting out there and just doing our normal events to, you know, people that are isolated so they have that chance for a community feel.
Yep.
Can you tell us about one of the events you were talking about that you get out and you get public up there in Shepparton? Can you tell us about one of the things that you've done?
Yeah, one of our, I guess, our main event, which is most popular, is our steak nights, which we have at the local pub, GV Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get about 14 to 20 people come along. And the beauty of it is it's a good mix of, you know, from the GLBTI, and we have an A for allies too. So we have a lot of allies that
great,
come along as well. So they're our most popular event.
That's fantastic. And you're having that every month, did you say?
We do that bi-monthly, and then the other month we do a brunch at the Lemon Tree Cafe in Shep as well.
Great. What about Numurkah?
Numurkah, we haven't done too much in Numurkah, but there is a good sense of community out that way as well.
There is. I just wanted to throw that in because I actually know about Numurkah in that Shepparton area. I just was showing my geography off.
Yep. So how do you go with, you know, reaching out to some of the smaller towns beyond?
Yep.
You know, like, it's almost impossible for you to find out about people in a way.
Yeah. I guess it's just a matter of, yeah, being in the newspapers and the news and putting our information out there that people hopefully reach out to us. Yeah.
And, so, Chris, David.
But doing like a weekly spot on Joy that you do as well, and you know, you're quite active that people can find out about you, can't they?
Yes.
Is there a website?
Yeah, it's gvpride.org.au.
gvpride.org.au, latch onto that little beauty in order to get gay and Shep.
And thank you so much for all the time and effort that you put into your organisation. It's wonderful.
No, no, thank you for the time to get it out there too.
And travelling all over the rainbow.
Yes.
Chris, thank you very much. David, there goes a t-shirt. I'm so... Can you just... we've lost her. No, I've lost her. She was so over the rainbow. I am so over the rainbow. We love that one. There's plenty of t-shirts.
Yeah.
Keep your t-shirts coming.
Oh, here's a good one. It's a very retro one. It's all things from the 80s, like...
Oh, there's a bit of Pac-Man action, is there? A bit of Donkey Kong.
It's a wonderful world these days of t-shirts, isn't it? And you can almost say anything.
You can say whatever the hell you like.
You certainly can.
Like, what about on my t-shirt? You're Joy. On Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 here with you live from Chill Out 2013 in Daylesford. I'm Nick and I'm here with David Hunt. How the hell are you?
I'm bloody well. How are you?
Are you chilled out or are you pumped up?
I'm pumped up and chilled out.
Well, that's exciting. I'm sure that's impressive.
Have you had any food yet?
I've had no food. I'm starving.
The food stalls are amazing.
If anyone wants to donate food over here at the Joy tent, come on over. David will have a hot dog. I'll have a taco.
Yes, I'll have a couple of hot dogs.
Fabulous. Our broadcast man's just scoffed at that. He's had a bit of a scoff of himself. We've been looking at t-shirts and we've been looking at the little slogans that are on them.
And look, there's an angel there with a whip.
With a whip?
Yes.
Come back. Don't walk past angel with a whip. Oh my God, you look fabulous. Straight out of Rocky Horror, darling. Have you been enjoying the music we've been playing?
Oh, look, I love it. I always love the music.
All of our music today is coming from Q Country, which is Sundays at 11 on Joy 94.9.
Which is Chris, the gorgeous Chris. If you're listening, hello to you.
Hello, Chris. Now, we here have got somebody else with us from one of our community groups. We've got Luke here from the Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby. Hello, Luke.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm very well. How are you going?
Pretty good. It's very warm up here today.
It certainly is.
Hot, darling, hot.
and it's apart from us. Because we're hot. Look how hot you are.
Hot.
Now, Luke, tell us, what is this organisation?
We are the prime rights lobby group for the state of Victoria, and we have quite a few different campaigns running right now. The number one that you've been seeing in the media is the reversal of the gay sex convictions from the 1970s beyond.
Hallelujah.
And so we're speaking with both sides of Parliament to have those wound back here in Victoria. And also we've been looking at removing the religious exemption in the discrimination laws in Victoria that were reintroduced only a few years ago.
So what's your background? How did you get involved in this organisation?
I used to be on the board of the New South Wales Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby, and after that I was also the convener of Australian Marriage Equality. So after that, and I'm now living back in Melbourne where I grew up, and so I'm now on the board of the Victorian Lobby.
Have you got any qualifications as in the legal fraternity? Or
I'm actually a sociologist, so it's a bit different, but it does add to the dynamic of the board as well.
All right. And what other people are involved?
We do have lawyers involved. We have another sociologist on the board as well, and we have a big team of volunteers. But we're always looking for more people to volunteer to help us out.
Which is really important because it's not a glamorous role that you're playing, but an unbelievably important role, isn't it?
It sure is, yeah. We have a lot of board meetings that go on for hours and hours, but there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes in the community to make society much better for all of us.
How do you look for people to get involved in your organisation?
A lot of people find our website and they come and contact us, or they go to our Facebook site and they contact us and say that they want to help out. And then we pretty much match them up with some skills that they're good at, and then we find something that they can do to help us.
That's great. So what is the website?
It's vglrl.org.au.
VGLRL.
Otherwise, just do a web search for Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby.
Fantastic. And is your Facebook page the same?
Yes. If you go on Facebook, you'll find us.
But anyone can get involved. Yeah,
That's right.
You don't have to be a lawyer or...
That's right. Anyone can get involved. We also have a membership, so we are a membership-based organisation, and you can join up online as well.
Is it a free membership, or do you pay to be a member?
No, I think it's a very small membership fee,
yep.
But it just helps cover our costs of running the organisation.
Absolutely. I'm sure the costs are aplenty.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming along here today. You've got a stall here?
Yep, we're right in front of you here. Victorian Gay Lesbian Rights Lobby.
Oh, there they are. Look, right across the road. So find the Joy tent first and then just, sorry, love, just, you know, I'm batting for the Joy team at the moment. But go, come to Joy and we'll just direct you over to the Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby. You can have a glass of wine and then go and book yourself a funeral. It's quite the process, isn't it? Fight, drink, die. Fabulous. And don't forget an iPhone cover while you're there. Luke, thank you so
much.
It's been lovely to talk to you. David, do you want to say something lovely to me?
Oh, I love you.
Yeah, that'd be
awesome. I love Wednesday breakfast, especially your choice of songs, which never win.
Yeah, rubbish man. I think that we might go to another song. How about that? Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Yes, you are on Joy 94.9, and it's happy chill out weekend here in the beautiful town of Daylesford. How picturesque is it around here, Nick? It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is. I just want to photograph everything, David. Look, I just feel like Robert Mapplethorpe. I just want to whip out my iPhone camera. I want to film. I want to do video. I want to upload everything to YouTube.
But hold on. It's always got to be a bit erotic if you're going to follow in his footsteps.
Oh, always erotic, darling. Yeah. It's always erotic.
Like this man standing in front
like
of us.
This man, Adam, we just mentioned, if you have been listening to us for a little while, we would have mentioned before the break the safe sex fairy who is carrying a crop around.
Yes.
And a bag of safe packs.
And a tutu.
And a bag of safe packs.
Fantastic.
Adam, welcome here to Chill Out. You're from the Country Awareness Network.
That's right. I'm the executive officer there. It's a glamorous life health promotion.
So
the
tell
things
us.
You have to do for the cause.
I can see that you're really...
And you're hating every minute of it.
Your black tutu and your red corset must be awful for you, love, but you're doing it for a good cause.
That's right. And all of my staff and volunteers keep teasing me and saying, you've been dying to do this. What are you kidding us?
Of course you have.
Now, tell us what it's about.
Well,
your organization, not what you're about.
Not just your outfit. We are here for a reason.
Yeah, that's right. I've been asked a lot of strange questions this weekend. Now, Country Awareness Network used to be called Country AIDS Network, and it was set up originally in the height of the AIDS epidemic to offer support mainly around HIV and people living with AIDS at the time. Over the years, as you know, a lot of things have changed, much for the better.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we've expanded to incorporate general sexual health as a... our prop. We still support people living with HIV in the country, and they're part of our target audience. But we also do school educations and community education around general sexual health and STIs, as well as other bloodborne viruses like hepatitis C.
So it's obviously specifically in the country. Now you're based in Bendigo, is that right?
That's right. We've got a drop-in center in Bendigo, which many of the locals and as well as people visiting the area drop in. They pick up the news mags like MCV and whatnot from Melbourne to find out what the latest is going on.
Yep.
Or they stop in to pick up some brochures, information about whatever. We service a lot of uni students, doing their public health studies and whatnot.
Okay.
And if they're doing a project on sexual health, we're more than happy to point them in the right direction and give them...
Do you twirl them around three times before you point them in the right direction?
Are you connected with anyone in Melbourne?
We're connected with all of the major parties. We play nice with our fellow people in these sectors. We work well with Victorian AIDS Council and Positive Living Victoria.
Center, yeah.
Our previous PLWHA Victoria. Work a lot with Hepatitis C Victoria, the major peak bodies. And they rely upon us quite often for information and direction about the country.
So you're only dealing with the Bendigo area or are you statewide?
We are statewide. With our limited funds, a lot of our core work is in Central Victoria, but we do travel. And obviously, we travel to Daylesford, and we go about. As I said, we do a lot in schools.
Yep.
Teaching year 9 and 10 students.
Oh, do you? Okay.
How to if they happen to be having sex, or should they choose to have sex?
So having sex, Adam.
letting them know. Well, we have to, and we're a good excuse. I mean, we find the teachers and educators, it's a challenging subject for them to broach, but it's okay to bring an outsider and crazy people like Can to come in, because if we say something and the parents don't like it, they can blame Can. Those crazy people like Can said that and brought Can condoms. It wasn't the teacher.
So now you're looking for people to get involved, presumably?
Yes, yes. We're a community-based organization, and we only have 2 paid staff. All of the other work, we give out more than 15,000 safe packs a year, and those are all put together by volunteers.
Now, if people want to volunteer, how can they do that?
Hop onto the website or give us a ring.
And what is the website?
It's www.canorg.au.
Thank you so much. And you look fantastic.
You do.
I hope you win Best in Show. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm John Oliver, member number 1. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 indeed. You're with Nick and David here live from Chill Out Carnival Day. And
wow,
what a day we're having.
It's
do you
awesome.
Know what? We had dancers.
We did.
We had dancers. We're actually, if you're here at Chill Out, there's a lovely shady tree right near our tent, and we're playing music to dance to when we're playing music and not chatting.
And there's Tanya standing under the tree waving to us as we speak.
Looking very cool, holding a giveaway show bag. We are giving away show bags here as well down at Joy Tent.
Now, we just had the gorgeous David, who's turning all the knobs for us back in Melbourne. He just had a call from Tim, who's I'm not sure what he does at Marriage Equality, but he's one of the main convener of Marriage Equality. And he was just saying that 60 Minutes Tonight are doing a special with Tony Abbott and his sister talking about marriage equality.
Right. Will he be wearing his budgie smugglers?
I hope not.
Yeah, let's hope not.
I hope not.
Well, that'll be interesting.
It will be. You're like, what's he doing?
Am I Skippy or 60 Minutes?
Or you could maybe fill in for Skippy.
Oh, maybe I could. I've got a bottle opener with a paw on it.
Have you?
Home.
Oh, have
I could
you?
Get 2 of those and hop around the house.
Oh.
Wouldn't be the first time, David, I hate to say. Now, we're here with another community organisation here.
And a wonderful one.
We've got Daniel
from
the Bendigo Queer Film Festival. Welcome, Daniel.
Thanks very much for having me, guys.
Oh, thanks
we
for coming
We always
on.
Love having you. Now tell us, how big
I'll
is going to be
I'll just step away,
year?
Will I? I'll step away. David's loving to have Daniel.
This year is going to be huge. It's our 10th anniversary.
Wow.
10 years of queer film festivals in Bendigo. We've gone back to the 3-day festival, and we've got some fabulous films.
Anything that's, like huge that we will know off of the top of our head?
Oh, look, we've got Gaby, the opening night
of
the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. That's our closing film.
Fantastic.
We've got My Best Day, Bear City 2. We've got some fantastic films.
You've got one here called Kiss Me that's got a couple of lovely-looking ladies on there.
They're very lovely.
You boys with your bear films and whatnot. How's about a Kiss Me action? Come on.
Now, you've been going for 10 years. How long have you been involved?
Look, I've been involved off and on since the 2nd year.
Right.
I've been convener for the last 3 years, so this is my 3rd year. It's just a fantastic organisation, and it's a great festival to have in Bendigo. We're going to be, by the end of this year's festival, we'll have screened 188 films that would just not have been screened in Bendigo otherwise.
That's a lot of popcorn.
It is, it is.
Isn't it? A lot of popcorn and chop tops there in Bendigo.
And where do you show them?
Joy 94.9 and Chill Out Festival 2013 present Queer Country Pride, live from Chill Out Carnival Day in Daylesford. Sponsored by Chill Out Festival 2013. Yara Suzuki.
Find your perfect match at yarasuzuki.com.au. Called 9093-1900.
Beyond Blues, Stop, Think, Respect campaign.
No one should be made to feel like crap just for being who they are.
Chill Out Festival 2013. Visit chilloutfestival.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.